From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in the contested northern city of Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. It will extend a shaky truce that has been punctuated by growing violence. In Paris Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage that nationwide truce.
These are words on a piece of paper. They are not actions. But they are a commitment by Russia to, in fact, limit the Syrian regime from its ability to fly in civilian-occupied areas, as well as to work with the commanders on the ground in order to try to deliver stability and a reaffirmation of the cessation of hostilities.
Kerry was in the French capital meeting with members of the International Syria Support Group, a 17-nation body that's backing a UN-facilitated effort for a political transition in Syria. In Democratic Republic of Congo, opposition presidential candidate Moise Katumbi Monday appeared before prosecutors in Lubumbashi over allegations he hired foreign mercenaries. The wealthy businessman, who was also governor of Katanga province, has denied any wrongdoing. Hundreds of his supporters rallied outside.
C'est purement politisé. Je crois que...
Among those supporters, Ilunga Mbayo, who said the whole matter has been politicized and comes just after Katumbi announced his candidacy. The 51-year-old Katumbi has announced his intention to challenge incumbent President Joseph Kabila in the elections that are scheduled later this year. Although Mr. Kabila, barred by the Constitution from seeking a third term, has not yet indicated his intentions. This is VOA News.